This is Northwest News on KPLU. This next story first appeared on our weekend show Sound Effect. This week's theme was Vice.
You're listening to Sound Effect on KPLU. I'm Gabriel Spitzer. We're talking about Vice this week. Hey, Ed Ronco.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm okay. I was wondering, do you have a vice yourself?
Yes. For me, it's social media. Facebook, specifically. It's like the first thing I look at when I wake up. It's the last thing I look at before I go to bed.
So do you think you're addicted to Facebook?
I've been wondering this, you know, like, is this just a harmless pastime or is it something more serious? I went and talked to a researcher who studies social media and internet usage in Seattle. Her name is Dr. Megan Moreno.
I'm the principal investigator of the Social Media and Adolescent Health Research Team, also known as SMART or SMOT if you're from Boston.
You're from Wisconsin.
I am. So I should be making it SMART.
And she and her team are studying the effects of what they call problematic internet usage. And she sat me down in front of a computer to take this test.
Did she put you on BuzzFeed to take?
No. It's a serious diagnostic tool that doctors use to find out if adolescents are actually addicted, and it's a bunch of questions.
Do you have problems with face-to-face communication due to your internet use?
No, absolutely not.
Do you feel anxious because you're away from the internet?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes it's hard to be unplugged.
Yes, and so you can tell we're trying to get at this concept of almost like withdrawal. What kind of emotions do you feel when you're not able to access? And it's going to be different for different people.
18 questions in all, just like this.
So wait, I thought I heard her say she was studying adolescents.
Yeah, she is. But the medical definition of adolescent is broader than you might think. It's teenagers, basically from the onset of puberty, but all the way up through like age 25.
But does the research actually carry over to adults, grown, highly mature, evolved individuals like yourself?
Well, thank you, first of all. Maybe is the short answer. Adults are a little different than adolescents today, so the study might not completely carry over. For example,
the nice things that adults can bring to the table is, one, they have a complete frontal lobe, so usually they can have possibly a little more control. And second, they grew up in a time period that didn't have access to these wonderful toys. So they know what it's like to take a whole weekend and not go online. Whereas for an adolescent today, it's possible that in most of their memory, they've never had a weekend where they didn't have internet access.
Ah, that brings back such warm or conflicted memories, I guess. Okay, so Dr. Moreno and her team, what are they actually trying to figure out?
Essentially, they are less worried about how often teenagers use the internet. And the question is more like, are they neglecting their real-world responsibilities and relationships?
What our interest is in our research is, where does that cross the line to being a problem that should be on the radar of health providers?
See, I ask myself this all the time. Like, am I being healthy? Is this fine? Am I keeping in touch with old friends? Or am I kind of mindlessly, you know?
It's a great question. And if you look back in history, that's a question that a lot of people asked about television, for example. And so the early recommendations around television said, okay, this is a function of the number of hours. So if you watch television more than 6 hours a day, you are a problematic television viewer. But over time, what we realized is it's not just quantity, it's also quality. So if you're watching television 6 hours a day and you're watching Nova, then maybe that's not such a bad thing.
But here's the catch. It used to be easier to tell what was good and what wasn't, right? Nova does one thing on its entire program. A TV show full of violence does another thing. But Facebook is a mix of everything. You've got links from the Washington Post. You've got videos of cats. You've got people being mean to each other. Facebook is kind of one-stop shopping for all this different stimuli.
Now it's kind of like Target. You know, Facebook is the Target of the web. You can go there and get pretty much everything that you need. And even if you just stop by to get a sponge, you walk out with $200 worth of things. Facebook's the same way, right? You go on, you're meaning to just check messages, but you notice a lot of people liked your post, and then someone posted a link to an article that you want to read. So it satisfies a lot of different needs.
But I guess what strikes me is that, you know, if I'm a shopaholic, I can stay home from Target, but it's pretty hard to get away from the internet.
Right, right. It's everywhere in our modern lives, right? We're applying for jobs on the internet. We're checking our messages on the internet. And that has led a lot of physicians to really look at a different way of treating problematic internet usage. For example, there are ways to treat chemical addictions. There are ways to treat behavioral addictions, like gambling.
But there's another camp of people that have talked about problematic internet use as being more similar to an eating disorder.
And that insight, knowing what kind of vice a doctor is dealing with, that changes everything, Gabe.
How do we change someone's relationship with this substance so that they're able to use it for sustenance, but they're able to repair that unhealthy relationship?
Because just like an eating disorder, if the problem is your relationship with food, you can't quit food.
Exactly.
So if you can't get rid of the internet, or at least most of us can't, how do you actually treat an addiction to it?
BBC.
What do you mean, like Doctor Who?
Yeah, no, no, not the BBC. Balance, boundaries, and communication, BBC. Balance is things like whether you're still maintaining those in-person relationships with people, showing up for work, those kinds of things. Boundaries, what am I posting online? Would my grandmother be proud of it? And then communication, am I talking with my kids about the things that they're seeing and doing online? How are the things that they're seeing and doing online translating into the real world?
So Ed, how are you doing with your internet usage? How is your balance and boundaries and communication?
According to Dr. Moreno.
So even though you're logging onto Facebook multiple times a day.
I'm fine.
It sounds like your relationship with that is not affecting your work, your other relationships offline, or being able to get your daily jobs done.
What a relief. Thank you.
Yeah, but I have to ask you, Ed, I mean, don't we kind of get this conversation coming up every time there's a new technology? We get this kind of alarmist thing that people are going to get addicted to it. I mean, they must have thought, oh, the kids are going to be sitting around the phonograph all day. They're not going to do the chores.
I asked Dr. Moreno about it. She's actually looked into it.
So with the telephone, there were articles written that said, oh, this is going to revolutionize the way we communicate. It is going to be the downfall of women because men will be calling them and the women won't know who those men are, and they'll be able to lure them out to these places they shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. And then with radio, people wouldn't think about things objectively like they would with newspapers. They would be persuaded by voices and music.
Report to the nation from CBS World News. Tonight you'll hear John Lardner of Newsweek, just back from the Italian front. CBS reporter Eric.
Have we ever invented something as a society, a new technology that we interact with, where it's been, oh, that's fine, no big deal. This one worked exactly as we thought it would. There's no downside to this.
Maybe a blender.
Well, Ed Ronco, thank you so much for coming in and airing your not all that dirty laundry, really.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You can hear more stories from our show on Vice at kplusoundeffect.org.